Blog Talk Radio.
I always push the button too fast. Here it is. And welcome to the Consciousness Shift. My name is Nicole Tomasini, otherwise known as Quick Draw McGraw. Good Lord. And joined by my co-host, Gwendolyn Barry. I always want to call you Diane for some reason, my other co-host. And we are joined by our special guest, Sherita Starr, who is a numerologist, an astrologer, an author, and a speaker. So, welcome, Sherita.
Welcome, and thank you, Nicole and Gwendolyn, for having me back. I guess it's a little late in the year to say Happy New Year, but it's the first time we've been back on the air together this year, so I'll say Happy New Year.
Yes, and Happy Chinese New Year, which is even closer.
That was like just a month ago, absolutely. So, it was 2 weeks ago, excuse me. We just had the full moon from it. So, you're right. End of February. Sure. We're out of that horse year, and we're on to the great things of the sheep or the goat, whichever one you want to say it is.
Yeah, the animal of many personalities, the sheep, the goat, the ram.
Well, as someone who is actually reliving birth year, and it has what they're saying is a 60-year, and that's a damn lie.
the Chinese system is layered with wonder. I mean, it's fascinating when you really get into it. But they do cycle it all in 60. I mean, you do get the 12-year, every animal comes back, but it's in a different element. And then once it's a 60-year cycle, which is your fifth animal return year, it'll be in the same element that you were born under. And that's how they cycle it. It's everything is 60 in that fashion. They don't do planets like Western astrology. They only do elements. Everything's about this combination of elements.
Yes, it is. It's how they're
in the system. I mean, I'm no expert at any of it, but I know the big energetic difference between how you're looking at things from the Western astrology is all about planets, and we do deal with elements and tasks and all that fun stuff. But the Chinese do not look to a planet for anything; they just look at elemental combos. And
I will say that this year is not about sheep; it's about goat.
It's about to go. That's cool. Top of our mountains this year. I love it. I love, I'm always connecting the dots with everything. And, when you're looking at the goat, the goat's a very, let's move, let's get things done, and let's work at it. We're going to have to put some work into this. And the universal year of 2015 is the very same understanding. When you just break that down to an 8 vibration and you're looking at the planet of Saturn, which the planet of Saturn guides the Capricorn goats as well in the Western way of looking at the astrology. So it's very similar. That there's a lot of work to be done this year, and there's a lot of harvest to be had, but it really is all in effort and results of what you've done in the last 7 years of your life, no matter what cycle you're in your numerology or how your astrology cycles are working. Whatever you really thrown down in the last 7 years is going to give you what you need in the year ahead, one way or the other.
It's
your reflection, nobody else's.
That's happy news for those who have been working hard towards some sort of goal. I will say this, Saturn is tearing out the intro for this show and putting a new one in by the next show.
Cool.
Whatever Saturn wants, Saturn gets.
Isn't it true?
You can't defy that. He's the one planet up there. You can't, I don't want to say, you can't defy him, because really wherever he transits in your life and wherever he sits in your birth chart and wherever he's working in your numerological charts and cycles, if you defy his advice, you might as well be like ignoring something a good father figure would say to you, because his wisdom is not meant to be ignored, no matter what he's trying to say. And he speaks to us through, you know, many different avenues, from numbers to the Western astrology, tropical astrology's viewpoint. So, yes, Saturn's no joke.
The planet of karma, huh?
Oh, yes. I've invented the astrology numerology wheel, which is, you know, it's available on iTunes, and it's basically what it does is it explains the connection of astrology to numerology, because they're both guided by these same planets, and I call Saturn is karmic justice. That's who he is. What he does, it's all about karma with him, you know, and he sets it straight one way or the other.
And right now we have Tom Lesher's has this great new planetary software, and you can see that Saturn is on one side of us, sort of like the right side, and Jupiter is on the left side. And Jupiter, I mean, at least with the Romans, I think of as the father. So how would you describe Jupiter?
Well, Jupiter is one of those planets that he's not so they're all tricky in their own ways if you're not operating optimally. You know, I don't care if you've got what they call a beneficial planet. If you still aren't on the up and up with that planet, it still could energetically wallop you. If you're not doing, you know, it's like almost you could take advantage of the energy too much. And if you fall to laziness and, you know, that type of thing, you could have the best thing going for you. You could still, if you're just not doing the most integritous thing you can do in your life, then, you know, things will happen. But the big differences between Jupiter and Saturn. Jupiter is, you know, when you're looking at him via a personal year cycle, which would be if you're in a three personal year, if you're born to the third day of any given calendar month, which would be the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th, or if you're born to Sagittarius. You're all influenced by Jupiter. And, of course, you have a natal Jupiter in your birth chart as well, so that's the other way that you're going to find Jupiter's influence in your life. And, of course, Jupiter's always in a current transit. So right now he's retrograding in Leo. Now, Jupiter's where you also, I want to say he's similar to Saturn, where there's a wisdom there. There's an education and a wisdom that you're meant to experience through Jupiter. But instead of being like, you know, Saturn gets a bad reputation from astrologers that he's like the gloom and doom. Oh, your life's going to suck for the 2.5 years he's transiting through this area of your life, which is, that's not really true, in my opinion.
No.
You have to honor the slowing down that Saturn will request in any given area, wherever he is currently in your life. You're going to see, you know, I want to say it's like pressure, but if you're doing the wrong thing in that area of your life for that period of time, he will keep tossing lessons at you just like a father would do. You know, hey, are you going to wake up and get this or not? And he's very stern about it. He's not like going to joke around with you. He wants you to do the work that you're meant to do. And if you do that work, he will give you rewards. It's not like he won't do things, nice things for you. But, you know, as John Houseman used to say back in that insurance commercial, like 70s or 80s, he'd be like, they earn it. You know, I mean, that's Saturn. You have to earn it. That's it. It's like you can't get around that with Saturn. And Jupiter's a little different, where there's still this education and learning that, you know, Jupiter wants you to do wherever he's present, but he's going to make it much lighter. You know, the energy is much freer. It's a lot more playful. He'll want you to be a little social about it. He'll want you to be very hands-on about it. And almost with Jupiter, because it's the planet of expansion, it's the largest planet up there, so it's the biggest one, right? So it's totally abundant. Jupiter can bring, you know, this kind of like a flavor to your life, like, and he goes through one area of your life for a year. And that, so it takes him 12 years to get around your pie all the time. As I say, your zodiac pie is your birth chart. You've got 12 slices of life. That's how it goes. They're not really houses. Nobody owns 12 houses unless you're Rockefeller. So don't, you know, I always say whoever invented the lingo of astrology just wanted to confuse anybody.
Totally.
To not understand it in layman's terms. So it's like every astrologer's like challenge is like, all right, how do we explain this so that everybody can get it? Because the whole point is this is meant to enhance and enrich your life and allow you to have peace of mind and align that peace of mind when all of these times are changing, because that is what astrology teaches us the most, as does numerology. We are always in cycles and patterns of change. That's just what happens, you know. There's nothing is stagnant in life. We can create the stagnation, but there's nothing that says we are stagnant. We are constantly a procession in forward motion because of these planets. Nothing stays anywhere. We have little cycles of reflection from things like Mercury retrograde and all the other planets do their retrograde dances periodically. But, you know, it's certainly, but Jupiter's a lot more fun. Back to Jupiter. He's a, he's the life of the party, so to speak. But, you know, Jupiter being a mutable energy, which is all about communication, and a fire energy. When you get mutability and fire in the same understanding, you got to watch it. So you got to rein that in. So sometimes Jupiter will give you so much enthusiasm that you get yourself a little out of trouble. You get in trouble. And, you know, you can get over the top with Jupiter. So whether you're not seeing the forest through the trees. You're just like, wow, let's just gamble the whole bank account right now, man. I want to take a chance because this feels so good. But then you, like, I'm like, ooh, oh, no. And then you get so excited because you're, and Saturn's the opposite.
Interesting.
Saturn's like, no, let's look at the facts. Let's do the most practical thing. Let's work at it. Let's be reliable. Let's make sure that this is stable. You know, so, Saturn takes its time. Saturn wants you to exercise your practice of patience and don't rush into anything. Jupiter, on the other hand, definitely not like that. Jupiter sometimes makes very rushed decisions, so it you've got to be careful with the Jupiter energy in a way that I will say it's like a stroke of luck sometimes where he is in your life. If you just kind of, it seems almost effortless where you could be in the right time, and it's like that saying, you know, you're in the right place at the right time. Wherever Jupiter is in your life, that tends to happen. But it doesn't mean you're going to sit home and be at the right place at the right time. You're going to have to put some action behind it. But again, you don't want to be over the top enthusiastic that you're missing the picture. You know, you're
like,
missing the reality of the situation.
Yeah, get your stuff done, but you know, you're going to go a little farther. It's balance. Learning balance.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're like toying with, like, you know, looking at how Jupiter and Saturn will, what's really fascinating, you know, if you get into like a relationship analysis, like a nice Jupiter Saturn aspect in two people's birth charts is a wonderful alignment for marriage. Like when they get along well. Wow. You know, when like one person's Jupiter and the other one's Saturn and vice versa, when you're looking at that relationship from that planet, just that planetary perspective, not looking at their sun signs or anything else, you're just looking at that Jupiter Saturn aspect. It's very good for business partnerships because they blend well together when you know, Jupiter and Saturn are talking to each other well. But if they're fighting, if they're in a kind of a what we call an unharmonious aspect in astrology, you know, you might not have the best energy between those two people. So that's always something to take into consideration. But
so
they can work well together, depending.
Interesting. So I have one other planetary question, and then maybe we should get into your new book on iTunes. But just one other aspect that's happening I'm sure you know, the Venus, Mars, and almost Uranus, everybody's in alignment, all lined up, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you mean the planet party in Aries right now?
Yes, exactly.
That's like throwing a wallop of change for, oh my God, like everybody. I mean, really, you need your birth chart. But even if you don't know your birth chart and you just know your sun sign, there's a collective way that that energy is working in your life. And that's really how, if you're reading a horoscope, you know, so if you, you know, if you're the Libra and you're looking at how this is working with all this intensity coming out of Aries right now, if you're a Libra, your relationship house is exploding with energy where there's this request from the Venus that says you better seek to understand then be understood. So you can't be wanting the attention first. You've got to seek to understand then be understood. The Mars there is saying like, well, we got some action happening. You know what? I got conclusions. I've got motivation going on. Mars has got to make something happen. And it's moving it very rapidly, very quickly. But Mars comes up this week on the 11th, to be exact, and it's going to conjunct Uranus, who's been there for quite a long time already. And Uranus is the planet of the unexpected. You know, so like, and again, just for one example, but like Libras across the board, you know, they've been seeing all sorts of weird things happening in their relationships for a number of years where there's a lot of energy being created that, you know, they couldn't have seen anything coming if they tried. You know, because Uranus creates breakthroughs. It creates something different to happen. But when Mars conjuncts that Uranus right on the nose on the 11th coming up this coming week, ooh, I don't know. There's going to be a lot of fireworks going off. And I think, you know, if you're a Libra and then this is, you know, resonating with you at all, and even if you have a Libra ascendant, it will work this way. You know, if you know your rising sign and your birth chart, it's going to work that way. There's a mix where the Venus is a little ahead of the game now, and the Venus is like, hey, you know, I really do want to bring peace here. But when you got Mars right behind her, you know, Mars is like, let's go, man. I got some aggressions to get out. We're going to have to burst open. But the real way to handle Mars's energy, no matter what sign he's ever in your life, is to handle him with courage. So there's always a request with Mars, is you're going to have to step into your courage. So if there is anger and frustration and all of the, you know, I have many times said March Madness is not about basketball this year. Well, it's beyond basketball, let's put it that way. Because when you're looking at this combo of what's happening with the Mars and the Uranus this coming week, and then the next week you're going to get the final pass of the Uranus-Pluto square dance that's been going on since June of 2012. That's another energetic, like, walloping thing going on right now. So it's intense this month. This month is going to unfold really intense changes. And I would say for the United States at large, very intense things happening in this country. Because when you're looking at where this Aries energy is sitting for the nation, it's in our home and family life, in our environment for the country. So there's a lot of action happening on our home front in ways we probably won't see it coming. So I've said to many people, you know, if you're around and about and going about your days, really, if you're going through the intersection at the, you know, you're driving down the road in your car, for example, you see that caution light, don't put your foot on the gas to get through that light. Just slow down, stop, and just... because it could save your life. The more you rush with Mars conjunct Uranus, with that kind of transit happening, you are bound to get yourself into trouble. You can't rush under that transit because it will create fires. You won't even know how to put them out.
That's a message I've been getting lately. Slow down so you can move faster. Just take your time, look around, and make a good decision, and then it will go faster because it will be done well.
Exactly. And that's the key when you're looking wherever Mars is. Like I said, it doesn't matter what sign Mars is in, but especially because he's going to be hanging out with Uranus over the next week or two. I mean, it's like, woo, because that creates, like, we don't know. We just don't know. You know, any astrologer will tell you a Mars conjunct Uranus, especially in a sign of Aries. You know, if Mars was conjuncting Uranus in Capricorn, it would be a similar advice, but it would, my God, what they could create would be so much more grounded. Mm. But, you know, these two are meeting up in a fire sign that loves to pioneer and just do whatever the hell, pardon my French, do whatever the hell it wants. So, you know, it's like, whoa, we don't know what direction that fire is going to explode into. So I'm telling you, it's a wonderful energy if you're creating things and you're going to channel it into creativity. Like I've seen the Sagittariuses, because this energy collectively is in your house of creativity. I mean, you're going to have, some creative, like Gwendolyn, for example, you are the Sagittarius. I mean, you're going to have some real creative fun in the next couple of weeks here if you're not already feeling that on some level.
Yeah, I'm up until about 4 a.m. every night here.
Oh, wow. You are feeling it, aren't you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I've said for like Aquariuses, all this energy is going to be in your house of thinking, your communication. So, well, you may want to watch your tongue a little bit. If you're like a writer or you're doing things where, you know, you're getting these, I would say, you know, Aquariuses are going to get some really inspiring brainstorms from this energy. So there's really powerful and positive ways to work with it. But again, out and about in the collective world where we know the average person doesn't follow astrology. You know, they just don't. Which is why Mercury retrograde periods are a muck. Because nobody pays attention to this stuff. So everybody's just spinning around in mayhem because they don't get, like, oh, my God, if it's Mercury retrograde, you really have to be extra mindful. And in these next couple of weeks, I don't want to say it's like a Mercury retrograde, but it's pretty darn close because it's going to be excited, energetic energy that is going to create powerful change. And if you resist it, good luck with that. Right. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. So standing in our courage and having this, you know, let's give peace a chance.
Yeah.
Venus leading the way, but a lot of anything you want to do, we're ready to do it. We're right here backing you up. So,
yeah. And wow. It's like I've cool. said too, you know, Mars is, if you really work with Mars in Mars is wherever, again, wherever he's transiting your life, you are always going to be asked to be the warrior. Now, if you really understand a warrior, he will stand up for what's right, but he's not going to use anger, aggression, or conflict to get there. He's going to have a very peaceful, grounded, and centered presence in order to make the whatever he's got to stand up for and make that shift happen. It's like, you know what, who is it that said, I think it was Mother Teresa, she says, you know what, do not invite me to, you know, anti-war rally. Invite me to the pro-peace movement, because
yeah.
that's when I'll show up. And that's really, you know, another, like, if you really understand the law of attraction, you want to focus on negative in the next couple of weeks with this transit, good luck to you as well, because you are going to invite the damnedest stuff to attract to you. Whereas if you start focusing on solutions, and you, hey, we all have issues. We all have challenges. We came here to be human for that reason. But we are here to be solution seekers. We're really not here to be, you know, negging on the problems all the time. But, you know, we all are, you know, everybody's watching the news. And, you know, the modern day society has really created a monster. So we have to be careful.
So everything that's coming out news-wise, I've just noticed in the last 2 days, there's mm-hmm. been a couple of news items that have come out
mm-hmm.
that are absolutely manipulative and false. One was I love this stuff. I love stuff about finding new cities or in archaeology. I keep up on that.
Yes.
There was one that was posted about the city in the forgotten city in Honduras, the lost city of the monkey god, or the white city, as it's been called in antiquity. And the truth of the fact is that the National Geographic writer who posted this completely misled the whole, you know, everyone looking at it, because all of these sites in this part of Honduras have all previously been explored and cataloged. Now, there's always new digs opening on them. But what he did was he put a false flag up about, you know, a new discovery, and National Geographic ran with it. And I actually went over to Berkeley blog and read Dr. Joyce's commentary on it. And she's like, okay, here's this, and this. She gives all these resources and gives you links to it to let you know what's really going on. But that, my point is, that's an example, maybe, of what's going to be coming up.
Sure. Of things, well, shocking truths, I think.
Okay.
You know, things like, I don't like the word prediction in my work, because that means I take away free will.
Yeah.
So I use the word forecast. Because that means we can look at the energy and we can say, here's the potentials and your options, really. Because you can go down this road, you can go down this road. But again, in being a little more aware and a little more mindful over these couple of weeks, especially in how this energy in particular is very strong for the United States, from the home and family life and our environments. I mean, we either have, like, we are saying Uranus rules is earthquakes.
Whoops.
And you got Mars conjunct in Uranus. I don't know. You might have one. That's a forecast. It's kind of like the weather. I'm not that kind of, I'm not the prediction person. That's a psychic's job. I'm an astrologer and a numerologist. I see things, but I cannot take away the power of people's free will. That would be against my ethics, you know. But I think we need to be very vigilant, especially in America. But do I believe that this energy would be just as powerful anywhere else in the world? Yeah, we may see some things, you know, blow up in places. It's very possible. It's very explosive energy. And even if it has nothing to do with a physical, you know, fire or, you know, anything really physically tangible on that level, people's energies are explosive under this transit. And if you are a person who, if you have transits, if you have natal, you know, planets in your birth chart that are close to these cardinal, you know, signs, you know, if you're anywhere from, like, you know, 10 degrees Aries to, you know, 15, 16, 17 degrees Aries, I mean, this energy is right on top of you. It's close to you. You know, it's or any of those cardinal signs, which would be Cancer or Libra or Capricorn, because all of this would be squaring or opposing you somehow in your natal chart. So this is why I always say to people, it's very valuable to know your forecast on that personal level, so that you just know, hey, you know what, if I got to put the car in neutral for a little while, that's great. You know, this isn't the time to be putting the foot on the gas. And my other thing is, we just had a full moon in Virgo a couple of days ago, which is, you know, we're energetically waning right now, which is the natural part of the month where we're just meant to kind of, you know, chill out. Doesn't mean you're not going to move forward with your life, but your choices of activity and action and intentions should really be to take a look-see in more of that reflective and review mode and the cleanup and the release. Because that's what's energetically favored under a waning moon. And then when you get those moon void, of course, that happen every couple of days. When they happen under a waning phase, it's like a double layer cake of reflection. So I'm imagining these, you know, these moon void, of courses that we will have here and there, and that happens every couple of days. It's the moon void, of course, basically is when the moon is it, because it does move around the zodiac the fastest out of all our little vessels that we study. It gets around the zodiac in 1 month, so that's why we have a new moon and a full moon monthly. And so when we are doing the waning thing, or waxing or waning, before the moon will move into the next sign, it will make a last aspect to another planet. And it's kind of like a timeout, or like a blackout, you want to call it a blackout period, whatever. It's that time from when he, you know, the moon, our lunar lady, makes the last aspect to one other planet up there in whatever way she does. And it'll change every couple of days because she's in a different sign every couple of days, so it's not always the same thing. So moon void, of course, is like you've always got to watch that from somebody that knows how to give you the correct information, which I always list every week in my Empower Scopes, which is on Empower Radio. I always list the times for a couple weeks out so you can get a little heads up on it. And all my forecasting clients know all of it for the whole year, so that's what they do. They're well prepared. Because moon void, of course, you don't want to do anything under either. You don't want to sign documents. You don't want to start a business. You don't want to have important meetings. You don't energetically do things for the future. It's also a time of reflection. Astrology is very, very specifically and precisely set up to assist us to time things, you know, and that timing is everything. But the problem is we operate in a world that doesn't pay any attention to this. So this is why the world gets what it gets sometimes, and things are a little amok because nobody's following the most perfect system that was ever given to us.
Well,
nobody pays attention.
We're also on a false time schedule here.
Yes, that's right.
We're not on time. We're on the Georgian.
And that's a whole other ball game with the Gregorian calendar. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That has created such sacrifice for this planet, it's not even funny. When you look at the energy of 12, because it's 12 months, there's a whole thing that the Chaldeans, and that's the numerology I follow and consult and teach, the 12 is the sacrifice. Everything's about sacrifice when you're looking at the number 12.
Yeah.
And until we really switch back to a lunar calendar and follow it like we should, we will keep doing this. It's just going to happen.
If you changed the time keeping globally right now, it would shift. Business would be a whole lot different.
Yeah, it would. It would be amazing.
It would.
It would be stunning what would shift.
It would change the whole face of the planet.
Yeah. We would all be doing things in such a way that I don't think people would know what to do, but...
How so?
Well, they'd be so shocked. You know, they'd be like, wow, I don't have this happening anymore. They would so notice a difference when you're following, you know, look at our Native American Indians. They follow this like clockwork.
Yeah.
They so understood the nature of the lunar cycle, just for starters.
Yeah, listening to you talk about that, about after the full moon, because if you are paying attention, you really can feel a total energy shift.
Right.
And so it
makes
so much sense.
If you're tuned in, right?
Yeah, it makes so much sense to say,
sense.
Okay, I've done all of this up until this full moon. You know, it's like, go, let's do it time. And then let's take a moment to reflect and tinker and see what still needs to be done from before, not again, you know, not new stuff yet.
Exactly.
And then continue on. It makes so much sense. We're so go.
Yeah,
but it's not the most productive.
We've got it. So we got this we've got this puppy in modern day society set up so bizarrely that it's no wonder why we are seeing all of the things that we see happening. People are sick, you know. There's the planet yeah. is sick. I mean, the animals, God forbid, are sick. Like, everything is energetically not running correctly because we all create blockages. We're just all creating this resistance that is unnecessary. It's all 110% unnecessary. And in my opinion, it's 110% preventable. You know, it really is. And it's like you go, you do your thing. You got 2 weeks of the month to go forward, do your stuff. You got 2 weeks of the month to do your thing. It's like people shouldn't even clean their house in the first 2 weeks of you know, they shouldn't clean their house under the waxing phase. They should just do all the stuff for the future, and then they clean after the full moon.
That's
I'm telling
so
you,
great.
If you just started to ebb and flow like
yeah.
this, you would have, I mean, people would have such a, like, again, it's a magical difference in how you're working with, you're working with energy optimally.
Right.
And you're not working against it, but everybody works against energy on this planet for the most part.
And creating
they really,
stress,
really do.
You feel like
and they
you
create
have to
stress.
Do everything all the time.
Yep, and that's not, it is just, that is the most unrealistic thing
right.
that we've got going, is that we have created, we've created the stress, we've created the ill health, we've created all of it.
Because we're
it's nobody's
like
fault.
That.
It's really nobody's fault, except that we're just calculating time extremely wrong.
Wow. Well, how it's so much fun now that all these secrets are being revealed, and
that's
can
my
do
mission.
These...
I want
yeah.
you know, that's, you know, I say I align peace of mind and changing times, but it's like, you know, if anything that I do before I, you know, energetically leave this life from physical form, and when I turn 99, because I said that's how long I'm going to be here, and if I go past 99, God bless. But
it's a good number, very strong.
I'm rooting for 99 at this point. I think at that point I'll have done it. But you know, my mission is to really create such a change that we can really see the power of ourselves, because nobody sees their true power like they should. And aside from timing in life, nobody looks at themselves. Nobody's looking at the power of who they really are. They're trying to be, as Linda Goodman, who taught me everything that I know, and I've taken her stuff to a whole different level myself, but, you know, she said people are trying to be a square peg fitting in a round hole.
Right.
They're always trying to follow or listen to somebody else, and they don't listen to themselves. Ever.
Yeah.
And this is what astrology and numerology, and that my other thing is, if you look to your name and look to your birthday, you already hold the keys to your success. You've got them. You signed up for them when you showed up. You've got everything. You've got your maps. Now you just got to use them correctly.
So what do you tell us in your new book on iTunes? What's it called? And
I guess that's a book. It's funny. I've never really called it a book before, but I think it is kind of like a little, it is like a electronic book, I guess. And I'm working right now on my final edit, so there's going to be, but if you get the app, which is only 99 cents, by the way, it's a very inexpensive book, which I really does have all my trade secrets, I say. But we're going to be coming out with, in the next month, we're going to have a whole new revision of it. But if you purchase it, you automatically get all those updates. So, you know, once you get it, you're locked in. What, you know, Linda taught me, Linda Goodman, is when I read Star Signs, and that was the beginning of where all this, you know, emerged for me during my Saturn return. And I happen to have a Saturn in my birth chart in my house, a career in public life. So that was, I was going to have to wait until my first one to figure out what I really wanted to be when I grew up. And it
I
was
know that one.
Yeah, right. And so I had come across her star cards that were published after she passed away at a trade show in INATS. And these were all designed based on the Chaldean numerology. And she had a book called Star Signs. And I saw these cards, and I had been given the book in my mid to late 20s. And I kind of just wasn't in the right space at the time. I mean, I tinkered with it a little bit. I loved your word tinker before. I used that phrase too, Nicole. And so I breezed through it a little bit, but I never really finished it, and I didn't like dive in. And then I saw these cards in Denver, Colorado, and at this trade show, and I said, oh my God, these have something to do with that book. So I went home to New York, and I dug the book out of the library, and I read it cover to cover. And it's in Star Signs, and that was when, like, this light bulb went off in my head, and everything I knew about this, I remembered. Because she says in the book, don't believe what I say, just apply it to people you know. And so I did, and I started looking at people in my life and my family and friends and my boyfriend that I had at the time, and even his father, who was a New Age music composer. And I mean, from the birthdays to the names to how you can do these lexigrams, I was just like, this is incredible. I just couldn't get over it. And I knew I had like this gold mine on my hands. I just like knew this. It was like something hit me over the head with a baseball bat. And I was like, something woke up. So I, you know, when I launched my website about 4 or 5 years later, I designed this wheel. And that's what the app, like, we're calling it an application, but it is in essence like an online book, I guess. And what it does is it connects astrology and numerology. So Linda describes and explains in Star Signs how you can't look at astrology without looking at numerology because they're all guided by these planets. Same thing. So I took what she wrote in Star Signs and I kind of made it visual. So I took the natural understanding of astrology and I made, you know, did the Aries to Pisces in the middle. I put the planets that guide and have ownership, rulership over the signs. And then how any number is going to reduce to a single digit, 1 to 9. And then, of course, we do have 0 in numerology which a lot of numerologists never really focus on a 0 very much, but she talked about the 0 a little bit, and I really elaborated it to a whole other book, you know, to what I was like getting beyond what she wrote in Star Signs. So the outer wheel is the numerology. So all this is it's a very interactive app. It teaches you how to kind of give yourself a little mini reading. So if you know your sun sign, and then, for example, if you're born to, I think I use the 25th of the month, but if you're born to the 25th of any given calendar month, you would take the 2 and the 5, you're going to add them together, you're going to find it's a 7. So when you're on the wheel, you're going to go number 7, and then you're going to find that the number 7 is guided by Pisces, guided by Neptune, which also guides Pisces. So you're going to start to see the connection. No matter what sun sign you might be as that 25 birthday, you have a lot of qualities like a Pisces does because of the channel of Neptune. So that's really what the wheel is about, and it explains just the connectivity of the subjects of astrology to numerology. And I threw it all up on this fun wheel. So you can have fun with it. You can learn about just the planets. You can learn about the signs, you know, what they are, what's the elements, and, how it all works. And I teach classes on this, and I do workshops and stuff. And I actually just got the graphics blown up for that wheel that's on the app. So I'm going to start doing little YouTube snippets of each piece.
That's great.
Yeah, so great. I'm going to have a little YouTube library of the wheel online kind of anyway. But, you know, it'll be just like a couple-minute thing, just touch upon some things and you know, allow people to get a little more flavor of me and, you know, just where we can really go with this, to bring some understanding and, again, I just want to bring peace of mind to people because I can't say enough, no matter what happens in somebody's life, I can look at a birth chart or look at their number cycles and I know exactly why it's happening. It doesn't mean it's any easier on their human experience, but I know why it's happening. I can see these patterns. They're as plain as day. Everything is energetic and mathematical in our lives. There's no doubt about that.
Well, that is so great because that's part of people's the best way to learn something is to do it hands on.
Yeah, you got it.
And so,
when is your birthday?
March 23rd, coming up. fast approaching.
Oh, so you're in Aries. So, okay, well, we covered you a little bit then. So you got some stuff going on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah.
All the astrology reports. I'm like, are they talking to me? I mean, they feel like.
Demi. Well, you know, with you, though, you're a very early Aries. So at least you're not getting all the direct hit from it. You know, I don't know what other planets are like in Aries in your chart, in your nail chart, which some of those planets may be getting a little, you know, as we say, a little energetic light bulbing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to be entering, you are what we call your seven personal year this year. This is a very inner work year for you. You know, if you got to dive into some research and kind of do a little Nicole soul searching, good year to do that. You had a lot of big changes 2 years ago in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time stuff happened. But you're going to look back to, you're going to want to look back to 2009 and look back to what you really planted in your life that year, because that was your last one personal year where if it was new, it was for you. And what you're doing this year is, you know, you're 6 years in this current 9 year span of time. So this is a year where you're going to take a little, like, you know, do a little real extra intense soul homework. And not that we should be always doing our soul homework when it's appropriate. All, you know, every 9 days we have a day where it says it's not a bad idea to take some time for the self. When you're getting deep into a forecast, and we should even do it on a daily basis in some way, shape, or form, but you really will be focusing on a lot of different things in the upcoming year that will be spiritually oriented. If you feel like you're going to want to take some time by yourself, that's going to be very beneficial for you because you got a big harvest coming next year, girl. Whatever you've been working towards since 2009, next year's like the big kicker. That's the Saturn guided year, and that's when the harvest will be ripe for the pickings.
Well, it's so textbook because 2009 is when I realized I was miserable being a bartender, took steps to getting out, and got released with benefits in early 2010, and haven't gone back since. So
interesting.
I mean, and it's all been about spirit. I said, I just want to have time not to have to work for someone else to figure it all out. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's taking it to the next level of really talking with spirit.
Yep.
So all right on point. Wow.
Yeah, and you will be so recognized for what you know how to do next year. I mean, I'll tell you, this year will sharpen your intuition like nobody's business, but next year is when you really step into that. Like, you get much more responsibility being given to you, but that recognition comes your way. And even 2 years out from now is when, like, there's even, I want to say, a little flavor of fame and celebrity that will show up from what you're up to. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well,
you're welcome.
Having a reading with you has to be so much fun. How do people get in touch with you if they want to work with you?
Of course. Well, I'm on the web. All doors to me on social media and on all are at sharitastar.com. And it's sharitastar.com. I'm Sharita Star on Facebook. The book, it's all in the name. You know, the app is on iTunes. You have the iPhone. I am working with other, because I've had all these people go, how come you don't have it on the other phone? I said, well, I'm getting there. I had the iPhone thing first.
Yeah, platform.
We're going to get there. So I'll get it for your droids, and I'll get it for all your platforms, I promise. Give me a little bit more time. We'll do it. And I'm, you know, I'm Sharita Star on Twitter. I'm Sharita Star Secrets on Pinterest. I just got on Instagram a couple months ago. So, you know, Sharita Star, just Google it. You'll find me.
Awesome. Awesome. Gwen, do you have any?
Say that again. I think that. Okay.
If you have any other questions, and I've kind of dominated here, what's on your mind?
I'm wondering about.
What's on mine? That could be a loaded question.
I missed that.
She said, "What's on your mind?" is a loaded question.
Well, I'm wondering about the numerology.
I think it's a loaded question for all of us at this stage.
I'm wondering about the numerology for the year 2015. I think that people might want to know about that.
A little bit more about it, yeah. Well, again, it's that 8 guided year. Because when you and how am I getting an 8? Well, you're taking 2 and 0 and 1 and 5, and you're just going to find out that all equals 8. So we know that's Saturn guiding over this year via just looking at the planetary channel of things. And it's equally, I would say, energetically, like I said, no matter what cycle we are personally in, whatever it is that we've been doing in the last 7 years, it's energetically going to be a good harvest for us if we put all fantastic intentions and honest work into it. But let's say people who've tried to cut corners in their life and they, you know, maybe they haven't paid attention so much and, you know, they're trying to do things faster than is possible, or to try to do something out of greed or anything. I think this year energetically will whoever's left standing as we go into 2016 is the real deal, because you've done the right things. Saturn doesn't reward people who don't work with integrity, who don't work with blatant honesty, who don't slow down enough in their life. Again, we're all guilty as charged because we have been so fooled and conditioned to run our tails off in this life now, but that's not how it was set up. And those planets upstairs don't move any faster than they did 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 1,000 years ago, or however many years ago you want to count back. Those planets have moved in the same speed in their orbits the entire time.
That's confirmation. They're like, right? Yes, we have.
The planets haven't moved in any different way. You know, the moon hasn't moved faster. Nobody moves any quicker. We just, as people, you know, that's a lot. And I know you girls know a lot about, you know, what the Mayans always talked about. You know, the Mayans said, but that was what that big date was surrounding the end of 2012, was that we were going to have sped the puppy up so fast we can't handle it. And that's what the big shift is now and what you're doing on your show. It's this consciousness shift. We are all trying to get back to what actually makes sense and simplify and realize, like, okay, the technology is awesome, but we can't allow that technology to control us. And I think that's half the trouble, is that people allow the technology to control them. They don't control it. They have an unhealthy relationship with the speed of technology, especially what the internet does. I think the internet's fantastic, but you better know how to use it or it's going to run your life.
Yeah. It can be another excuse to not be in alignment.
Yeah, it takes people out of alignment. Like, so that the speed of everybody thinking wrongly, in my opinion, that they need to, oh my God, the busier I am, the busier my bubble is, the better my world is. No.
Slow down so you can move faster.
And that's the biggest lesson about 2015. It's asking us to slow it down, just like Saturn would do no matter where he is in your chart. He wants us to slow it down, bring it back down to earth, get in touch with your heart. Because the heart and the earth are the same exact thing. And understand, no matter what you're doing in your life, if you're not doing it with love, you cannot evolve. It's energetically impossible as well. That's how you evolve. It's encoded in the word. That's all that thing I do about the book I wrote. It's all in the name. It's all the lexigrams. You know, the heart is the earth, and we got to love to evolve. That's the biggest things I could conclude this wonderful hour with you ladies with. and my other favorite one, that Saturn, and when you ask about what's the request of the 8 year, I think my biggest other favorite lexigram is, no matter how much the truth might hurt, you have to listen to that this year. And the only way to listen is if you choose to be silent. listen and silent are the same exact letters for a very specific reason. And people need to listen a lot more, which means we need to schedule silence and silent time in our life to do it. We can't have the chatter. We can't have the noise because we have to hear the real truth. And I know that works for many, but unfortunately, we can't keep going. People will not keep going on a healthy fashion if they don't slow down. That's definitely what 2015 is really going to pound home.
It's amazing that you say that, because one thing I've noticed is I listen to a lot of lectures and smart people that I think on YouTube talk about things, and then, you know, I like certain shows that I feel take me certain places, but sometimes I'm looking for something and I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, I just want to stand here and look out the window. And then there's a part of my brain that for a while would say, oh, well, what are you doing? You know, we have to do something. But I realize now that's my time. I have to stop, and so I can have a conversation with spirit. Like, I'm physically looking out the window, but I'm having a whole conversation, and all kinds of wonderful downloads are coming to me. And so to take the time for that, and it's like, duh.
Yeah. Being at one with the sun in the morning every day, that's a beautiful thing. Just embracing those moments, and same when the sun sets every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's the nature of our lives, is that we're in tune with that. And, you know, you're very protected, Nicole. I'll tell you that too. You're the royal star of the lion. So yeah, when you get your channel turned on, it's on.
I'm realizing.
You know, the Native Americans have never ceased doing that. I can remember being with my teachers, Tommy and Linda, and we'd be at some event or something, and the sun would be going down, and Tommy and Linda would pause, walk away from the crowd or go outside and just have a moment with the sun as it was going down.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they did not get up with the sun, the first thing they did after, you know, morning, you have to, they would go outside and greet the sun. And it was Tommy who taught me about orchestrating the sunrise and making a body cleansing of it. And basically was talking about clearing off the chakras and realigning with sun energy, which feeds us wonderful chi. That's our life giver, is the sun.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, yoga, if you practice yoga, that's why you have salutation to the sun. That's what you do. You know, get up in the morning, do a little facing east, and off you go.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
So, yeah.
Great.
I mean,
lesson.
It's our life force. And as we know, as we've had in these last couple of days, we're able to very much connect with our energetic full moon. And it's there now asking us to kind of take a little ponder, take a look-see in these next couple of weeks, and just look what's happening from the Virgo area of your life through where Pisces will have a new moon, and we're going to have a solar eclipse on the 20th of March.
I was just going to say, yes, 30 seconds on that. We got 2.5 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, what's fascinating is we have the new moon in Pisces and a solar eclipse, and 12 hours later, it's spring. So this, everything moves into Aries 12 hours later. So, you know, it'll be interesting. It's at the 29th degree, which is the tipping point. So it'll be a grace under pressure kind of solar eclipse. So whatever pressure shows up, it's asking us to respond with grace. That's going to be an interesting one.
Wonderful.
On top of everything that will have already happened.
Yeah.
Until then.
That's why we got to slow down so we can go
That's
faster.
Right. So be silent, have a good listen, and be good to your heart, and practice love, because love for yourself. Remember to love yourself. It's the most important thing ever.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Sharita. This has been such a great insight into the world beyond our world.
Thank you so much for being with us again.
My lady, my wonderful ladies, my gratitude to you and your listeners, and namaste.
Namaste.
Hey.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Gwen.
And we'll see you next week on The Consciousness Shift. Check out Sherita Starr's book on iTunes. It's all in the name. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, the book is an ebook on iTunes, and then the app is on iTunes too. So yeah, there's a Sherita Starr thing on iTunes. Yeah, you can.
There you go.
I have an old radio show podcast there too, if you want to check those
out. Awesome.
My older version of the show I do now, and I know you're going to have my co-host on too, so you'll be having Anthony on soon. So Anthony Pico.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
All right. So have a great week, everyone, and we will see you. On Monday for Spirit Therapy at 7 p.m. and tomorrow for the Sunday show, Political Talk, at 6 p.m. Thank you very much for listening. See you.